Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Burns moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair scores. Kramer scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Hank McDonald now pitching. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Earnshaw covering. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. West goes all the way around to score. Reynolds moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Browns, 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. One out. It's 5-4, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Browns. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Fox moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burns bunts towards third. Higgins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball towards right. Coleman catches it and throws to first to double up Levy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Storti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Barrett now pitching. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Fox reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 8-6, Browns. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 8-7, Browns. Sam Gray now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Majeski moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 7. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Levy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 7. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-4 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's Athletics, 8, Browns, 8. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Majeski trying to get to home. Campbell throws the ball into Shea, who tags Majeski, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Higgins moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. McNair reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Barrett scores. It's 10-8, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 11-8, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. West scores. Reynolds scores. It's 11-10, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's Athletics, 11, Browns, 11. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Storti moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-4 in the game. Shea is walked intentionally. Levy moves to second. Ski Melillo pinch runs for Lynn Storti. Debs Garms pinch hits for Sam Gray. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Lovey moves to third. Shea moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.